Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My pleasure to be with you, to continue to be with you. It always is. And we got some things we're going to talk to you about today. Joe Bailey is, we're still trying to get him on the phone. I'm not sure exactly where he is. I think we're having a little technical difficulty rounding him up. But I want you and me to keep talking about this fear thing. Because I think this is a very important topic, and it's something that I think about quite a bit, and that's this whole idea of fear. And one of the things that I know is that fear actually can be a benefit. Fear is something that's, you know, when you're fearless. You've heard of somebody being fearless. You know, sometimes that's a good thing to be. But sometimes being fearless can get you into trouble. You know, I love what Inspector Callahan said in the Clint Eastwood shows. What was the name of that series? Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. He said, remember one of the great lines of that movie, one of those movies. He said, "A man's got to know his limitations." We all have to know our limitations. Now entrepreneurs. One of the ways we accomplish what we accomplish, entrepreneurs, is we actually wander over into areas that maybe a lot of people would tell us not to where a lot of people would tell us not to go, and I know many times people have said to me, "How did you do that?" when I accomplished something, and I'd say, "I didn't know I wasn't supposed to." So I didn't know I was supposed to be afraid of doing that. I didn't know that there was danger there. You know, in the old maps before Columbus, they would, you know, when they thought the world was flat, they would, at the edge of the maps, they would say, "Beyond this point, there be dragons," you know, and so I didn't know there were dragons over there, and so I would go there anyway, and that's what all entrepreneurs do. We push the envelope. We wander over into things, and that's a good thing, but sometimes, you know, it's not good to be foolhardy. And so you got to make sure, it's never good to be foolhardy. You got to make sure that you balance this fear thing. You got to make sure that you recognize when is fear making you a fraidy cat and a wuss, and you know when should you face your fears and deal with them and move on. And when is fear giving you good information? You know, it may be that fear is giving you good information, and so there are a number of different words for fear that I've identified in the past. And you got fear, and you've got fright, you got terror, you got panic, you got dread, trepidation, shock, and anxiety. You know, all those things happen. Any small business owner, in any given day, you have some of all of those. Here's some examples. Here's what fear might sound like. What if I can't cut it as an owner? What if I'm not good enough to be successful as a business owner? Every one of us has that fear, don't we? We all have that concern. And it really never goes away. And the reason is because we're all small business owners are never more than one or two bad decisions or bad breaks away from being out of business. It's because of our capital situation. Most of us are undercapitalized. And that's not I'm not being derogatory. I'm not minimizing us because, but you know what I'm talking about. Our access to capital options is limited compared to the big companies. So we're all wondering, you know, am I leading, I'm the leader of this company, this business, this operation. I'm the leader. People are looking to me to lead this organization somewhere. What if I can't make it? So how do you deal with that? How do you deal with that kind of fear? And you've got to be able to. One of the things that I say about these fear forms, these fear, as I have said before, is a shapeshifter. It morphs into all these different forms of fright and terror and panic, et cetera, et cetera. So how do you deal with that? How do you deal with all of these variations, these various forms of fear? Well, the way you do that is by what I call the fear-fighting tools, by acquiring the fear-fighting tools of knowledge, awareness, preparedness, capability, decisiveness, and effectiveness. See, by having those things in your in your kit bag, so to speak, your tool, your array of tools, of management tools, by having those things with you, you're able to evaluate fear and use it as a productive tool. I mean, if you're in a meeting somewhere and you're in a negotiation, maybe I should say, you're in a negotiation and you're starting to get a little bit, you know, uneasy. Let's use the word anxiety. I mentioned that a minute ago as one of the fear forms. Anxiety, you're getting a little anxious and maybe even a little, you're feeling like there's a little, you have a little trepidation about whether you know you should move forward. There's no fright here. There's no terror. There's no panic. There's no dread. Not yet. There's no shock, but there is anxiety and there is trepidation. See, these are two fear forms that would pop up in a negotiation, and so you're starting to get that feeling, and it's a form of fear. And so, what is it telling you? What are these feelings telling you? Are they telling you that the deal is a bad deal, or are they telling you that you're in over your head with these people and you're not capable of going toe-to-toe to them in a negotiation, either as a negotiator or in terms of the critical mass that you bring to the deal? You can't actually match what they're offering. You can't perform the way the deal is putting together. So you're starting to feel anxious. And you're starting to have some trepidation. This is when you have to make an evaluation, and you say, okay, can this be overcome, or are these fear forms giving me good information, telling me to get the heck out of here? This is what we all have to do, small business owners, every single day, probably dozens of times a day. It's managing fear. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician at the wheel. We're going downtown in the
morning. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Little ZZ Top bringing this back. Thanks for very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, small business advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Both of them are built for you, well, ready to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. So I hope you'll check them out and use them to your advantage. Bookmark both of them so you know how to get to them. You can get to them quickly. We're talking about fear, folks. It's just you and me, and I'm talking about fear because, look, I'm a small business owner just like you. And I know about what you go through. I know about how your day works. And how your day is, and how all the different things that come into your day. And there's nothing, and I mean nothing, folks, there is absolutely nothing that you can experience of a dangerous nature, of a frightening nature, of a happy nature. There's nothing that you can experience that I haven't experienced, especially the ugly stuff. I haven't had all the wonderful things. Nobody's shown up and said, hey, I need to give you $1 billion for your business. That hasn't happened yet. I'm working on that. But all the other stuff, you know, just below the $1 billion thing and all the way down to where, you know, I thought I was going to die soon, you know, all across the spectrum, I've done all that. Been there, done that, and still doing some of it. as a small business owner. And one of the things that you and I have to deal with every day is we have to fight our demons. We have to fight our fears. We have to deal with our fears. And I've identified the different forms that they take on, and they do take them on. And what I'm trying to help you with, to help you understand, is that fear is a very handy thing, but it also can be negative. It can be an immobilizer, or it can be a motivator, right? And the same piece of information coming in could be either one. And how it turns out, whether it is an immobilizer or a motivator, is completely up to you. When something comes in that looks frightening, that looks like it might put you into a panic, that looks like it might terrorize you, that gives you a feeling of dread that shocks you, you know, into some kind of a cold sweat, when it comes in, what do you do with that information? Are you saying, okay, you know, this thing is going to take me down, so I'm going to run away, and so you flee? Are you saying, okay, this is something that's here, I didn't see it coming, but it's here now, I'm going to remember this so maybe I can see it coming next time, but in the meantime, I'm going to be in business next year, so I've got to deal with this today so this doesn't take me down this year. And so then you say, okay, does this have any chance, I should say, of becoming an opportunity? How about that? How about when something comes in that's so ugly that it just literally breaks you out into a projectile sweats? Could you make yourself take a deep breath, sit down, take a deep breath, and center yourself and say, okay, how do I turn this into an opportunity? How do I turn this really ugly thing into an opportunity? And if you can do that, then that's how you succeed. Because one of the things I've been talking to to you guys about some, and I speak about it when I give speeches around the country, is about this year, how the economy is this year and how it's impacting small business owners and how you and I should think about it. And the only thing that's different about 08 from 07 is the relationship between our challenges and our opportunities. We have a few more challenges this year than we had last year. We may have a few less opportunities this year than we had last year. We still have challenges and opportunities. We had both of those last year. You know, I call them the small business odd couples, challenges and opportunities. We had them last year. We have them this year. We're going to have them next year. They may be different, but the relationship between the two may be a little bit different. So your job then, a large part of your job as the leader of your company, as the visionary, as the alpha member of your business, is to be able to deal with these issues, these challenges and opportunities, when they come in, and however they manifest to you, whether they're exciting or whether they're frightening, however they manifest to you, it's your job to make sure that the company takes them in stride. You know, sometimes things come in, look like an opportunity, but you just don't understand. Turns out that they were a threat. Sometimes things look like an opportunity that you should have been fearful of. It would have been healthy if you had been a little more fearful of that thing, whatever that might be. So the main thing that I'm trying to say to you is, when things manifest in your business, when you're looking out at across the marketplace or across your showroom, and you see things, you know, how do they appear to you? Are they frightening to you? Do they terrorize you? Are they creating a panic? Whatever. One of the best ways to manage all that, to take advantage of the opportunities, and to minimize the things that are ugly, is to use what I call the fear fighting tools. And here they are again: awareness, knowledge, capability, preparedness, decisiveness, and effectiveness. If you can have those tools in your kit bag, you'll be able to manage the fear better and turn them into opportunities. Quick break, 29 after, right back after these messages with our good friend Scott Eblen. Stay with us.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.